नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
Five Dalit boys aged between 8 and 10 years were disrobed and paraded naked across a 3-kilometer field in a village in Amritsar for stealing a few radishes from the field. Punjab police have registered a case against the accused farmer after a video of five minor boys narrating their ordeal went viral. After breaking the internet, viral sensation Priya Warrier is in news again. A complaint has been filed against the song Manikya Malaraya Poovi lyrics from Oru Aadhar Love featuring Warrier and Roshan Abdul Rauf allegedly for hurting Muslim sentiments. The complainant says nothing against the actors, but states that the song's lyrics are against Muslim sentiments and are offensive to the followers of Prophet Muhammad. The complainant Mukhit Khan told CNN News 18, "I tried to sing the song and when I checked the translation, it was about Prophet Muhammad. A girl and boy are romancing but linking background with religious sentiments." The Punjab National Bank reported fraudulent transactions worth ₹11,360 crore from a single branch in Mumbai. The amount is equal to 1/3 of the total market capitalization of the bank. According to the National Stock Exchange, PNB approximately has a market capitalization of ₹36,566 crore with a total loan book of ₹4.5 lakh crore. With the large fall, investors lost nearly ₹3,000 crore of wealth on a single day. When Inspector Mohan Chand Sharma opened the door to flat L18 in Jamia Nagar on August 19, 2008, a volley of gunfire greeted him and his team. He was injured fatally in the shootout, but his team was able to kill alleged terrorists Atif Amin and Mohammed Sajid. There were three others in the house that day. While one of them surrendered, the other two managed to escape. This is the story of Petla House encounter, which has remained mired in controversy since then. With Junaid's arrest from Nepal, all open ends of the encounter have been wrapped up, claims the special cell of Delhi Police. India and Iran will discuss regional and international issues of mutual interest during a three-day visit of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani starting on Thursday. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has never shied away from taking on the BJP at the centre, and so it did not come as a big surprise to many when her government became the first in the country to opt out of the National Health Protection Scheme dubbed Modi Care. Here is a long list of central schemes rejected or renamed by the CM. Just when many banks thought the worst of their bad debt woes were behind them, new Reserve Bank India rules are stoking fears that the worst of the SARD loans build-up is yet to come. The central bank surprised the financial sector this week by halting all its existing loan restructuring mechanisms with immediate effect and rolling out new rules that will push more debt defaulters into bankruptcy courts. The Aam Aadmi Party celebrated 3 years since forming government by giving a report card of the last 3 years. Naturally, they compared 3 years of AAP with 15 years of Congress. Delhi Congress Chief Ajay Makan and former CM Sheila Dixit too compared the progress of the AAP government with that of the Congress. However, the picture of the last 2 decades painted by both were radically different. In western Uttar Pradesh's Shamli district, the Bajrang Dal disrupted a Valentine's date between a Muslim boy and a Hindu girl by terming it love jihad. Vivek Premi, the Vishwa Hindu Parishad's convener from Shamli, Muzaffarnagar and Bhagpat district, claimed he and a group of Bajrang Dal vigilantes were out on a round of the city and found an interfaith couple on a date on the outskirts of Shamli. The right-wing group disrupted the date, beat up the boy and called his parents to the restaurant. There's a reason why Arvind Kejriwal stopped mentioning Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his tweets after March 9 last year. Here's why. Pramodini Rawl Rani was just 15 when a 28-year paramilitary soldier doused her face with acid after she rejected his marriage proposal. She met Saroj Kumar Saho in March 2014 at a private nursing home. Spending most of her time in bed or in the hospital, Rani hadn't ever imagined that love would ever knock on her door. The two have been living together for a couple of years in New Delhi and got engaged this Valentine's Day. Here's a beautifully captured photo feature. Agree or disagree? what does the state have to do with me making love with another man? They should be concerned about the consent. They should be concerned about the legal age of my partner. But what else should ever matter? However, Section 377 hangs on our heads like a peeping Tom. Section 377 criminalizes sex against the order of nature. The biggest question here is, what is the law of nature? And what's open for interpretation is interpreted in the most evil ways. Harish Iyer writes on the ways of love this Valentine's Day. The ruling Congress and the main opposition BJP may be at each other's throat to win the Karnataka Assembly polls, but most of their top leaders from New Delhi stay at the same state-run Kumar Krupa guest house facing the beautiful British-era Bangalore golf course. There are even instances of local BJP leaders straying into Congress meetings and their leaders' room. Most of the backroom boys of the both parties operate out of the same building, and such transgressions are not uncommon. The main fight may be between Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, but many of their backroom warriors are also fighting their own battles.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.